Well, we move to part two now, which is from the first book of Samuel, chapter 3, verses 3 to 19, with 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 skipped. So 3 to 10 and 19. And it's about Samuel. The theme of this liturgy is vocation. And again, as always, you see, the cycle is taking its rhythm from the gospel. Now, what we're doing right now is sort of getting a filler inner before we start the readings, which will be in the cycle. So we have one from John today, which is rare, on the call of the first disciples, as the Gospel of John recounts it. So we have as our reading, the reading from the book of Samuel, where Samuel was called to be a prophet. And then a psalm, which talks about our Lord's vocation. And I want to really work on that this time. Because the Lord showed me a lot about that. Oh, about 35 years ago or so. I was living in Jerusalem anyway. And he opened that up for me. So let's start with 1 Samuel. You see, the light was still on the lamp, like a sanctuary lamp in the, I better give you the context. Here we are, Samuel is sleeping in the tent right near the ark. And, Eli is sleeping further away. And it was, when this happened, the lamp that burned before the ark had not been put out yet. They don't tell us that in the reading, but it helps give you an idea of it's nighttime, see? And Samuel shokev bechekel. And Samuel was sleeping in the temple of God where the ark was. Small temple, not the big Solomonic temple. There was the ark of God, literally, huh? Eron Elohim. Isn't that funny? They translate that? No, they don't. I'm wrong. Okay. Now listen. This is amazing. Vayikra Adonai el Shmuel vayomer. Hineni. God spoke. Adonai called to Samuel. Did you ever think about that? God called. Kara. Called out. It means. How do they translate it? Called, yeah. Called out to Samuel. And then Samuel answers in this beautiful phrase, right? Hineni. We've talked about that phrase before, right? Means, behold me. So he hears the voice and he says, Hineni. There's a servant of God. But of course, he thinks it's Eli that called him. So he ran to Eli and said, Hineni. Again, you see? You called me? And Eli says, I did not call you. Go on back to sleep. So, he goes back to sleep. And again, the Lord calling another time to Shmuel. And Samuel got up, and he went to Eli, and he said, Hineni, because you called me. And Eli said, no, I didn't call you, my son. Go back to sleep. At the third time, well, first we have this other part. It's at that time, Samuel was not familiar with the word of the Lord. Now, that's a challenge, isn't it? Huh? Before he knew Adonai, and before the was revealed to him. You see the Dabar Adonai. How do they translate all that? The Lord did not reveal anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Shmuel. And he says, of course, what does he say? Behold me. And he runs again. Talk about obedience, huh? This young boy, as his master, his spiritual director, spiritual superior, the old man training the young man who's getting a prophetic call this very night. The third time, he gets up and he runs to the other man. He doesn't say, oh, what do you want? I've gone over there twice. He runs over there. See, it's a sign of a prophet that they're that sensitive to the word of God. And he's just learning to be a prophet, you see? So Eli said, now, finally Eli figured it out. And he said, it's the Lord calling you. So he said to Samuel, go to sleep, and if you are called, speak. And say, reply rather, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. That's a lesson in prayer, isn't it? First the Lord speaks, but we listen. It's not just us, blah, 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 blah. You see, the Lord speaks. And so, as this text has it here, V'yakom v'yilek el elyaino v'yomer chineni. And then finally, this last one. If he calls, then say this. And then he does, you see. And then it says, and I'm reading it now because it's so colorful and it's hard. We don't talk like this in English, you see. And Adonai entered and stood there. And he called again, Shmuel, Shmuel. And he said, Shmuel said, speak. Ki Shemoa Avdeka. You hear his name is Shamael, God hears. Because his mother prayed for his son. She was childless. When he was born, she called him Shamu El, Shmuel, because God hears. Now, the one who said God hears is now saying God's hearing. I mean, Shmuel is hearing. I listen to you. I need, you know, Shmuel, Shamu Alecha, okay? And that's the end of the call. Then the text skips down to from 10 to 19, and I guess we'll have to skip with it because I want to go on to the psalm. Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. Now again, but Yigdal Shmuel and so forth, you see, and no word of his fell to the ground. If he speaks it, it just doesn't drop. It has its effect. It's a prophet. The Dabar Adonai is in the prophet. And when he speaks, it goes from him to us. It doesn't just fall down on the ground, like most orators. It goes and reaches us, because he's a prophet. All right. Now the psalm. I must tell you a little story about this psalm, I think. It was when I was living in Jerusalem and I was reading my psalms, as I still try to do, in Hebrew. And I opened up and I read Psalm 40. And it starts off, Kavo kaviti Adonai. You see, listening, I listen. I suppose I have to get the English here someplace. I waited, you see, from there's two words for hope. One is to wait, this one, and the other is to trust. Batach. This is Kavah. So, I waited, you see, I waited for the Lord. And he bent down to me and heard my cry. He drew me out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud of the swamp, set my feet upon a rock, and steadied my steps. Now, I want to explain what happened to me, if I can. As I read those words, I said, this is Jesus proclaiming what happened to him at the resurrection. Drew me out of the pit, set me on a rock. That's the resurrection. Now, how was that the resurrection? Well, it's hard to explain what I'm saying. Those words were written about, you know, by a man who had been delivered from some great trial. You see, I waited for the Lord, who bent down and heard my cry, drew me out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud of the swamp, and set my feet upon a rock and steadied my steps. That's Jesus Christ. When you hear the rest of the psalm, you'll see why I say that. You see, I'm going to tell the world what you've done for me. And I'm going to tell it to my brothers, which is what he does at every Mass. He proclaims what the Father did for him at every Mass. Okay. Many shall look on in awe, and they shall trust the Lord. Why? Because I've taught them to do that. I'm telling them. See, how numerous, my God, you have made your wondrous deeds. And in your plans for us, there is none equal to you. This very great holy man, this mystic, who was delivered from, looks like certain death, now knows how to proclaim the word of God to his people. And that's what he's doing in this psalm, you see? So he put upon my, he put a new song, you see? Vayeten bipi, now you've heard me, you can get to heaven without knowing Hebrew, but you see, he put in a shir hadash. He put a new song. Nobody ever sang this song before. Who could sing of having done for them what God just did for me? Every one of us, right? We all have our own witness, our own story, how the Lord called us, cared for us, led us. You see? And the hymn. The crowd will see, as this is translated here, many will look on in awe, and they shall put their trust in the Lord. And that's the other word. So I've got, I waited, kava, and then they will batach. They'll trust him. You see? Then the psalm skips, but we're not going to skip. We're going to look at this now. Happy the man who trusts you, the Geber, who is trusting you and doesn't turn from the God of mercy. I can't imagine that my English text doesn't have those words. Oh, there it is. I see what they're doing. Okay. Happy those who look on in awe. I guess that's okay. Trust in the Lord. Happy those. And that says asherei word, right? We've spoken about that before. I'm trying to mediate to you how this psalm is talking about a vocation. Jesus' vocation. And the completion of that vocation. You see? To do your will, O Lord, is my delight. My God, your law is within my heart. Why? You see? Because you have done all this for me. You see? I did not restrain my lips, O Lord. As you well know, you are my witness. So at the Paschal Vigil, with a lot of biblical scholars there, I decided I'm going to tell them what the spiritual meaning of this text is, and if some are not into that, it's going to be a little embarrassing. So I did. Nobody had a problem. They thought it was great. But you see how that at times the word of the Lord is taken by the Holy Spirit and brought alive. That's that famous phrase I've already given you, the Pope uses. Huh? Revelation is not in Psalm 40. Well, what he would say is revelation is not in Scripture. It's in the understanding of Scripture. That's the spiritual understanding and not just this beautiful original understanding, which is already a hymn of praise to God. But you see, he drew me from the pit. He put me on a rock. And I will now, you see, proclaim your name in the great assembly. As I already said, the fulfillment of that line is at every Eucharistic liturgy where the Lord is proclaiming in the word and in the sacrament the greatness of what the Father did for him. Amen.